Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's Gospel, our Lord exhorts us to fear nothing but God and to profess our faith with the courage that comes from this conviction. For those who believe and meditate on the truths Jesus teaches, this is a logical attitude. The example of Saint Basil the Great comes to mind. He lived in the 4th century when the Arian heresy was dominant. This heresy denies the divinity of Christ. Many dioceses had Arian bishops. The emperor had embraced the heresy, and the imperial apparatus sought to impose it on everyone. Saint Basil was a leader, perhaps the leader, of the resistance. So the emperor sent the Praetorian prefect of the East to make him submit. The prefect, whose name was Modestus, sat on the judgment seat and summoned the holy bishop before him. At first he tried to cow Saint Basil with reproaches and with the force of his authority, but to no avail. When the enraged prefect asked Saint Basil why he wasn't afraid, the bishop asked him what punishments he could inflict. Modestus replied, "Confiscation, exile, torture, death." "If there's nothing else," said Saint Basil, "or if there is anything else," Saint said Basil, "threaten me with that too, for none of these you mentioned can affect me." The prefect replied, "How can that be true?" "Because," he said, the man who possesses nothing is not liable to confiscation, unless you want perhaps these tattered rags and a few books which represent all of my possessions. As for exile, I do not know what it is, since I am not circumscribed by any place, nor do I count as my own the land where I now dwell, or any land into which I may be cast. Rather, all belongs to God, whose passing guest I am. And as for torture, how can they rack a body that exists no longer, unless you refer to the first stroke? For of this alone you are the master. Death will be a benefit, for it will send me to God sooner." Astounded, Modestus replied, "No one up to this day has ever spoken in such a manner and with such boldness to me, Modestus." And the saint replied, "Perhaps you have never met a bishop." Modestus returned to the emperor and told him that it was useless to threaten Basil. They had better focus on someone weaker. At Epiphany, Emperor Valens came in person with soldiers, and they entered the church during Mass. However, he was so overwhelmed by the bishop's majesty as he celebrated and by the order of the liturgy that he almost fainted. After Mass, he managed to talk to St. Basil, but got nowhere. In fact, he ended up signing over to the bishop the revenues of his lands in the area to help the poor. What made St. Basil so strong and did the same for others in every age, including our own, is following the teaching of our Lord in today's Gospel. He tells us 3 times to not be afraid and explains why we should fear nothing except offending God. The first reason is that nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be made known. Are you tempted to sin out of human respect because of what they will think or say about you? Do not fear them, for on the day of universal judgment, all will be revealed. All mankind will see how baseless were the things said against God's servants. Shame will be only upon those who despised God's law and did not repent, and their shame will be eternal, while those who honored and observed God's law will have eternal glory. So respect men as God's creatures, but respect God as the master to whom all must give an account. But perhaps it's not shame, but violence that you fear. Then we have the second reason. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. All the martyrs witness to this truth. No one can threaten us with anything worse than Gehenna, that is, hell. There is no suffering in this world that can compare with its torments, and even if there were, it would end, whereas hell never ends. So what threat can make a truly convinced Christian offend his God? On the other hand, what can be offered to make him renounce heaven? Nothing else can make us happier. No other joy lasts forever. And do not be deceived by the idea that you can sin in the hope of confessing later. That makes of God's mercy a reason to offend him, and so it is a sin of presumption. And you have to repent both of the main sin and of the sin of presumption in order to be forgiven. Repentance means that if you could go back and choose again, you would not commit those sins. So it implies a real change of attitude that's not compatible with the attitude of making confession an excuse to sin. If you still have that latter attitude, you have not repented. The third point Christ makes is that everything is within God's providence. So not only do we have nothing to fear, but nothing can even happen to us unless God wills it. Not even a sparrow falls to the ground without your Father's will, or as the translation says, knowledge. But we're talking about God's providence, so will is probably more appropriate in this context. God knows everything. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. Nothing escapes him. Nothing happens by chance or by oversight. The whole universe is governed with infinite wisdom. Therefore, if we suffer anything in this world, even because of the wickedness of others, God has permitted it. And he will only permit that which about from which he can bring about a greater good. As St. Paul teaches in his letter to the Romans, for those who love God, all things work together for good. So if we do not stop loving God with charity, even those who harm us will only do us good. So St. Paul triumphantly exclaims, "What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or the sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." So you can see that the Church does well in the collect of today's Mass, in the prayer at the beginning of Mass, to call love a firm foundation. Standing firm upon this, saints like Anthony of the Desert and Francis of Assisi laughed at the threats of demons. They said, "You can do nothing to me except what God permits, and he permits nothing except what is for my good. So go ahead, do your worst, because it will be for my best." So we are indeed foolish if we yield to any threat or sin in the hope of any gain. And yet the world is full of foolish Christians, myself included, who can be induced to sin, and this is because we do not meditate enough on the words of the gospel. Therefore we need silence, we need to listen to God, we need to think well on what he has taught us. The devil is very happy that we always have sources of noise around us, at home the television, in the car the radio, everywhere the smartphone. He's very happy because if we're always listening to the noises of the world, we will not listen to God who speaks in silence. So let us rather follow the example of Our Lady, who pondered in her Immaculate Heart all the things of her Son, all his words, all his deeds, and therefore stood firm at the foot of the cross. Perhaps we are afraid to discover in silence what we are, and that we are not what our pride has told us. But if it's painful to find out the truth, it's a salutary pain. Therefore, the truth will set us free, perhaps also with the help of a good confession. It will set us free from illusions, free from fear, free with the freedom of the children of God, free to love God and neighbor, and perfect love casts out fear. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
If you'd like to grow in love and knowledge of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, consider a subscription to the Missio Immaculate magazine. The Missio is a bi-monthly magazine published by the Franciscans of the Immaculate for over 15 years. Every issue of the Missio features articles about Our Lady's privileges and her mission in the Church and world for the sanctification and conversion of souls. The Missio takes to heart the ancient saying of the Church, De Maria Nunquam Satis, of Mary you can never say enough. You can subscribe online at missiomagazine.com, that's M-I-S-S-I-O, magazine.com, or go to the homepage of airmaria.com. Back issues of the Missio are also available upon request. The Missio is a practical way to behold your mother and take her into your home. Ave Maria.